You are a wise soul. You sense and feel others, and you have this deep understanding that not everyone has. You are 1% of the population. Yes, I'm speaking to you, my reflectors out there. This episode is for you, where we're going to be talking about how to find success using your reflector energy and some common pitfalls that you experience in life and business. If you're a reflector or have a reflector in your life that you absolutely adore, then keep on listening. Hey you, your next level of expansion is here. And you're not going to accomplish it through hustle and grind. Oh no, not you. You allow ease and flow to come through you so that you can manifest the business of your dreams. Welcome to the Aligned Businesswoman podcast, where you get to be in flow and allow your strategic CEO to meet your inner goddess. This is the podcast for female entrepreneurs who want to strengthen their intuition muscle while applying simple and practical business growth strategies to accelerate. We'll combine energetics and strategy along with human design and your gene keys to optimize your business performance and results. Hey, it is Human Design Awareness Month in the Aligned Businesswoman world. No, it's not a real thing, but I am making it something that I'm going to do every single year in my business right around the springtime. Every week this month, we're diving into the different human design types. And inside the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group, you can access a pop quiz to make sure that what you're learning is integrated. And I'm also giving you some journal prompts so that you can embody your human design type. So make sure you join the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group so you can get this bonus exercise. All right, let's dive in. I'm back. I know, it's only been a week, but we're here talking about reflectors. I swear, sometimes it just feels like a long time since I last recorded a podcast. Yes, sometimes I record them a week ahead, a day ahead, and sometimes I record them weeks ahead. But it always just feels like, hey, we're back together again, right? All right, so let's talk about some reflectors today. They are 1% of the population. So if you're a reflector and you're listening to this, like, oh my God, what are the chances of that? I should probably go play the lottery. Yes. Especially if you're new to my world. If you've never heard this podcast before and you just happen to stumble upon this, like, oh my God, let's both go play the lottery. All right, so let's talk about some quick facts about reflectors before I dive into some sales success strategies. Success strategies, not sales. We'll talk about sales too. Marketing, manifestation. We'll see where we go. And then we'll also talk about some common pitfalls. So if you're a reflector, just something to be aware of. Now, of course, my dogs are here. So if you hear snoring, y'all know who it is. All right, so reflectors, you are the rarest type in the human design system. You're about 1% of the population. So you have this unique ability to reflect health and vitality of your environment. You act as a mirror for the people and the systems around you. If you're new to human design, I want to make sure that you go back and listen to the April 1st episode where I do a rundown of human design. It's like human design 101 and if human design was superheroes, because then this part is going to make more sense. Reflectors have all 9 centers undefined. So this makes them highly sensitive to and reflective of energies around them. Their strategy is to wait for a lunar cycle before making significant decisions. You need to allow them to gain clarity and perspective. So sometimes they need that, or they always need that space and time to decide whether something is good for them or not. Their signature theme is surprise. So when they experience the unexpected or something delightful, that is when they're in their signature theme. And they know, like, oh, that decision that I made 28 days ago, and now it's coming to fruition. Woo, surprise! It was a great decision. Now, Their not self theme is disappointment. So disappointment encountered when they disconnect from their unique decision making process, which is that waiting for a lunar cycle, and when they fail to recognize their impact through reflection. With all nine centers being undefined, reflectors are more prone to absorbing other people's energy. And getting into this conditioning can make them not realize their greatness and their impact, which will put them into their not self theme. Let's talk about common mistakes that reflectors can make that will put them into their not self theme. The first is impatience with the decision-making process. When they don't want to wait for a full lunar cycle to make a significant decision, well, this can lead to choices that aren't fully aligned with their true path. This impatience can cause missteps in business strategies and personal fulfillment. So that could look like choosing the wrong strategy, choosing the wrong coach, choosing the wrong team members. So allowing yourself time and space and giving yourself patience before making a big decision is going to keep you in alignment and in integrity with your authority. Secondly, you want to be mindful of other people's energies, especially when it comes to making a big decision. Reflectors can feel overwhelmed from taking on other people's energy. Without sufficient understanding or management of their openness, reflectors can become overwhelmed by the energies of others, leading to confusion in their business vision and strategies. So they can get overwhelmed with emotions, and they can get overwhelmed with confusion, not understanding like what is their energy or what is their thoughts or what is their emotions before they decide and they take action. Inside Manifestation Lab, we practice embodiment exercises and different ways of applying human design strategies, authorities, and all parts of the human design so that members can experiment with this. Because sometimes as a reflector, you may not understand like how to tune into what is your energy in the form of thought and emotions, and what is someone else's. So if you have not checked out Manifestation Lab, I highly recommend that you do that, because you're not just gonna learn something, but you're going to actually have opportunities to apply these things. Next, another common mistake that reflectors can make is ignoring the importance of the right environment. So it's not just important that you have the right people around you, but it's important that you have the right environment. You want to make sure that your space is uplifting and can empower you to make the decisions that you need to make in your business, even if you can't wait a full lunar cycle. So make sure that you don't have as much clutter. The less micro decisions you have to make, the better. And I have found that less clutter and more organization helps reduce the need to make a lot of micro decisions. You know, you're not having to look at something and decide, should I clean this up now or should I work on my business? Should I put this up now or should I take some rest? You know, it's just so much better for you in your headspace and your emotions if you have less clutter and less things that are going to overwhelm you. Be sure to check out the blog about reflectors, because I give you more common mistakes that reflectors can make and we dive a little bit deeper. Now let's move on to some success strategies. I also have a lot here to share, but I'm going to pick out about three to share on the podcast, and then you can get the rest on the blog post. Also on the blog post, I give you some actionable steps, so do not miss that blog post. You could go to vanessaannmiller.com/blog and you can find it there. Let's start with some sales strategies for reflectors. Reflectors, you can excel in sales by truly listening and reflecting back the needs and desires of your audience and your prospects. Your approach should be deeply personalized, making each client feel seen and understood on a profound level. When you have all nine centers undefined and you've been conditioned to really lean towards the not self theme, usually you're going to feel unheard, unseen, maybe misunderstood when you are, again, like I mentioned, conditioned from your external environment. So when you decondition these things and you're in your empowerment and you're in your highest expression, you can completely understand what it feels like not to be seen. So using this in your sales and your marketing, like talking about like, I was once this way, can highly resonate with your clients that have the same undefined centers. So like a generator who has an undefined throat, but all the other centers defined, and you're speaking about how you once felt unheard, they're going to highly resonate with that. So make sure that you're sharing your just deeply personalized experiences before you knew about human design and then how you got through it. That's going to be very helpful, especially if you're a coach. Now let's talk about finances and money. Financial strategies for reflectors should involve patience and timing, especially with investments or big financial moves. You want to consider them carefully over a lunar cycle. Which brings me to the third success strategy of manifestation methods. Reflectors can align their intentions with the lunar cycle using the moon's phases as a natural rhythm for setting and realizing goals. This approach encourages patience and aligns your manifestation efforts with the universe's energy. So just like someone would say, I'm going to set new intentions during the new moon, you can follow the same cycle when you're goal setting and when you are setting an intention to manifest something in your business or your life. I highly recommend pulling your chart and then looking at your gates as well as your profile lines, because that is going to further customize and define what your energy is like. Because when you don't have those centers defined, you may not know how to go through your energy or process energy, but the gates are going to give you more customization and an understanding of your human design. If you want to avoid the rabbit hole of trying to figure out and piece together what it means to live by your human design as a reflector, join us inside Manifestation Lab, because we are breaking it down piece by piece. We're doing embodiment challenges every single month. I'm giving you journal prompts, exercises, all these different activities so that you are actually implementing. It's not you just learning something, it's you taking action. So some of the things that we have broken down into challenges is that we're going to focus on your energy type and your strategy. Then we're going to look at the centers, your authority, your profiles, your channels, the gates, the not self themes, the deconditioning. Oh, we even go into like the planets. So I think that's in October, we're doing the Venus planet. So whatever gates you have in Venus, we're showing you what that means, because Venus is associated with love and values. So we're going to explore that influence in your human design chart and in your life. It is going to be a total vibe. You should definitely join. All right, make sure that you check out the blog, because again, I dive further into some of the different categories. And as a reflector, remember your power. You are a mirror to us all. You can genuinely guide us with love and kindness when you are yourself in your signature theme and in your sovereignty. All right, I'll catch you next time on the next episode of the Aligned Businesswoman. Bye-bye. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Aligned Businesswoman podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller, and I'm so excited to share some good news with you. Head over to the show notes so you can grab your free gift and make sure to leave a review and join me inside the Aligned Businesswoman Facebook group. Until next week, bye-bye, my love.